Save big on your Memorial Day barbecue, all in the Kroger app. Get 3-pound rolls of juicy 80% lean ground beef for $3.49 a pound with a digital coupon. Then get select varieties of flavorful Powerade, Body Armor Super Drink, or Arizona Tea for 77 cents each, all with your card. Shop these deals at your local Kroger today. Or tap the screen now to download the Kroger app to save big today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Prices and product availability subject to change. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
If you're between the ages of 18 and 25, I want to talk about some of the most common mental health issues that you are most likely are experiencing, or that you know somebody who is experiencing these three most common mental health issues. My name is John Cordray, and I'm a board-certified counselor. I'm also the host of the Mental Health Today show. It's a podcast. And I want to talk about what you can do with these three mental health issues. All right, what are the three mental health issues that are most common for ages 18 to 25? In fact, one in four American young adults suffer from this type of issue and these type of issues. And so it's very, very common, and you're not alone. You're not crazy. And the three most common is, one is depression. The other is anxiety. And I'm sure you know what this one's going to be. It's stress. How many of you have stress in your life? A lot, a lot. So it's not the fact that you have stress, it's how you handle the stress and how it affects your overall body. Your mind and your situation, they go together, don't they? So whether it's you're facing a very tough issue in your life, or you are getting ready for a big transition, it's that stress upon stress upon stress that can lead to anxiety, and then it leads to depression. And if you're anywhere in between ages of 18 and 25, you have a lot of stress in your life. You are starting to learn what it means to become an adult, and you have adult responsibilities. Or if you're older than 18 and 25, you are likely to know somebody. Maybe it's a child, maybe it's a grandchild, or simply a friend. So people who are, whether you're a man or a young woman who is just starting out in life, you have tremendous amount of struggles. And so often then, we don't want to let other people know about those struggles. We want to keep it hidden. We want to not let anyone know, because my gosh, what would they think of me? And if you already think poorly of yourself, then the what's going on in your mind is they're not going to like me, or they're not going to want to be my friend anymore. You know what I'm talking about. You know the struggle that you face, whether it's stress, anxiety, or depression, or all three, because they're all related. And so the worst thing that you can do is to do nothing and hope for the best, that tomorrow it'll just get better. And sometimes it does, but other times it doesn't. And so what will you do? How are you going to take action on your mental health as an 18 to 25 year old? And it's so important, because I have talked to so many people in my office that are in their 30s and 40s, and they talk about how when they were younger, meaning as a young adult, they struggled with things, but they never really took action. They never really did anything to work on their mental health because they were hoping that it will just go away. And the fact is, it doesn't just go away. Not always. So one of the things that these 30 to 40 year olds regretted is the fact that they didn't do anything. And so whether you have anxiety, stress, or depression, and maybe you just moved out of the home, or maybe you're at college, or maybe you just started your first adult job, and the stress is mounting up and the worries are starting to set in. I want to encourage you to work on that and to, one, either go to a therapist and talk to a therapist, and just talking about it can help, or just admit to your closest friends, people that you trust and that you can just rely on, and they're just going to listen. You don't necessarily need them to give you all the answers. You just need someone to talk to. And you'll be surprised at how much better you will feel by just exposing that insecurity and that vulnerability with somebody. It can help you. And if you just keep it onto yourself and keep it covered up, it's not going to help you. So I want you to work on what you can do, steps today. And I want you right now, I'll pause for a moment, and I want you to do this. I want you to say to yourself out loud, I am not a failure. I am not a loser. Now, did you say it out loud? There's something about saying it out loud, even if it's just to yourself. I want you to try it again. I am not a loser. I am not a failure. Say those out loud. Whether you believe them or not, I want you to say them out loud. It's kind of your self-talk therapy, and sometimes you need that. Hey, Bruno, glad that you're here. Sometimes you just need to just get it out, and whether it's to yourself or to someone else. And so if you're 18 or to 25 and you experience stress, depression, or anxiety, what is the most difficult part about that? What's the most difficult situation that you've been in? And as you think about your life, maybe right now you're going through something very difficult, and you either have stress or anxiety or depression or all three, and they're mounting up. What is the most difficult thing that you're experiencing? And my guess is it's loneliness and feeling like you're the only one, and feeling like there is no hope. And you just kind of go out throughout your day and you act like everything is fine because you don't want your friends to know that you're depressed. You don't want your friends to know that you have a lot of anxiety, right? I mean, that's the most of the young adults that I talk to. And if they struggle with anxiety or stress or depression, they don't want to admit it to other people. They want to hide it. And as if they can somehow put on a mask and pretend that everything is okay. And maybe they can. Maybe they can pretend that everything is okay on the outside. Maybe they go to work or they go to school and just pretend and put a smile on their face. But then when they get home, and especially if you're living by yourself, you get home and that loneliness starts to set in and it makes things worse. And then that inner critic comes in and that whispers in your ear, and sometimes it yells in your ear, that you are no good, that you are a failure, that nobody will like you. And if they knew, if they just somehow figured out who you are, they're not going to be your friend. Right? I bet you've gone through that. I bet you have experienced that before. And maybe you're experiencing it right now. Maybe you're thinking that right now. Or maybe your anxiety is so bad that you can't go outside and you can't even hang out with friends. And you have to tell them you can't go out, and then you kind of make up a story. You make up a story and say, well, I can't go out today. And then the next time comes around and you say the same things. I can't go out today. I can't go out. And then you're starting to to wonder, maybe they're not going to be my friends after all. And then that cycle that goes round and around and around, that thought cycle that because I have to cancel and I'm not telling my friends exactly what I'm going through, I have this anxiety and I don't know what to do about it, but I'm not going to tell anybody. Because after all, if I told somebody, they're going to think I'm weird and crazy and they're going to leave me all alone. But here's the truth. The truth is your friends are experiencing some of the very same things that you are, and they're not telling you if they're not honest. Because there is a tremendous amount of guilt and shame when you experience anxiety and depression, and even sometimes stress when it gets so overwhelming that the cortisol hormone, stress hormone in your body is in overdrive and it makes you physically ill. And sometimes that stress and that anxiety can lead to feelings of nausea and you feel like you're going to throw up. And then that then keeps you from doing things. And you allow those things in your life that keep on your shoulder. They're heavy on your shoulder. And they keep you from really, really, truly experiencing life and enjoying life. Because it's that fear that you are going to be found out by your friends and they're going to reject you and abandon you. And some of you have been rejected and abandoned when you were a kid, when you were a child, and that feeling of shame comes right back, and you don't want to feel that way again, so you're going to pretend and put on this mask, right? And the problem is, 1 in 4 young adults in America are suffering from a mental issue every single year, year in and year out, and I think it's going to get worse. Because when you internalize it and you don't talk about it, you don't expose it, it just starts to grow with you. And then before you know it, you're 30 or 40 years old and you still have the very same issue. It's because you didn't address it. You didn't do anything about it. If this resonates with you, I want you to say, yes, this is me. This is what I have experienced. This is what I go through day in and day out. Or maybe you're listening and you have somebody that you're thinking of. Maybe they're 18 or 25, somewhere in that age range. You're young adults and you're thinking of them and you say, wow, that's them. Maybe you are a parent and you have an 18 to 25-year-old and you know they have anxiety. And maybe their anxiety and their stress keeps them up at night. But you don't know what to do about it. Or you have a friend who maybe they cancel on you all the time and maybe they're not really telling you they have anxiety because they're afraid of what you're going to think of them. And it could be really difficult. Very difficult. We'll be back after a quick break.
Hi, this is Ross, the host of Smells Like Humans. Each week, we talk about the curious things that people do. This show is for you when you're in the mood for unscripted, lighthearted conversation, personal stories, and just a smattering of psychology and information you can use. I promise we will make your day pass a little faster and put a smile on your face. Sometimes silly, sometimes serious, but always fun. Please join us, because no matter who you are, we all smell like human. Please follow the link in the show notes.
When you are starting to figure out life and especially if you don't have much of a support system. And you feel like they're going to let you down, or you're going to let them down. Then it keeps you, right? It's like a heavy weight on your shoulders. And you don't know what to do. And I'm a board certified counselor, by the way, and I'm the host of the Mental Health Today show. And whether you listen to my podcast or watch on YouTube, I want you to know that there is hope, that there is an opportunity for you to actually start to feel better, but you have to do the hard work. It's challenging. It's difficult. You have to face your fear, and you don't know what other people are going to think. But if you don't work on it, you're never going to get better. Bruno says, I resonate with this, especially with my family. Yeah, Bruno. And sometimes family members, sometimes friends, they don't really truly understand. And then it just makes you feel even worse. And by the way, if you're watching this, thank you. If you're listening to this, thank you. And if this resonates with you, if this is helpful for you, give me a like, give me a thumbs up. I appreciate that. Because I want to help you. I want to encourage you. I want to motivate you. I want to inspire you because I know how difficult life can be. And you need to work on you. You can't rely on anybody else. You have to do it. And maybe you're a young adult and maybe your parents are trying to get you to go to therapy and you keep telling them, no, I'm not going, I'm not going, I'm not going, because you don't really want to admit that there's something wrong. I would encourage you to at least talk to somebody. If it's not to a therapist, talk to a friend. You got to open up. You got to be vulnerable and risk what other people might think. And if you have friends, if they're true friends, they're going to want to help you and encourage you, not reject you. And so my advice, if you are 18 to 25 and you suffer from any type of mental health issue, whether it's anxiety, stress, or depression, I want to encourage you to open up, talk. Find someone that you can trust and talk. At the very, very least, if you feel like there's no one in my life I can talk to, then I want you to talk to yourself. Yes, I want you to talk to yourself. I want you to tell yourself affirmations. Write them down and then say them out loud. I am worthy. I am special. I have good things to offer the world. See, when you say that out loud, when you write those down, it creates a positive impact on your life, and that's what you need. So at the very least, please start with that. Start. If you don't want to talk to anyone else and you're too afraid to talk to other people, start with yourself. Thank you, Lane, for the heart. I appreciate that. Bruno says, can I request you can talk about self-harm, OCD next time? Yeah, I can talk about that. Absolutely. And by the way, I don't know, I've never tried this yet with Super Chats, but I know there's Super Chats available. If you want to help support the show, that'd be awesome. I'm looking for ways to reach out and to help, and I'm using YouTube Live, and I'm using my podcast to do that. If you like to listen, go to Mental Health Today Show. If you like to watch, go to my YouTube channel. Subscribe to my channel. I would appreciate that too. So if you're 18 to 25 years old and you have depression, anxiety, stress, then I want you to do three things. One, write down all the things that your negative self is talking about you. You know, the I'm stupid, I'm a failure, no one likes me, I'm a reject. So write those down. And then I want you, next to those, I want you to write down the affirmations, what you know is true. And then the third thing is, I want you to talk about that with your friend or with somebody and reveal those insecurities that you have in your life. And I want you to try that. And I want you to try that for 30 days. And I want you to see if that helps. And I want you to start today. I want you to write them down. I want you to find or figure out somebody to talk to. And then I want you to be vulnerable and let other people see your struggle. And I think once you do that, once you're able to do that, you will realize that people are not going to reject you for it. They're still going to be your friend. And you will grow stronger because you're facing your fear. And then I want you to tell me that you did that or that you started to do that. I want you to talk about it in the comments of this video. I want you to reach out to me and say, I'm working on that. Because when you are working on that, you are growing, and it's not going to be easy. It's going to be hard. It's going to be a struggle, but you're growing and you're growing stronger. You cannot get stronger until you go through difficult times. Because if everything was easy, if life was easy, why would you need to get stronger? Life is not easy, especially for 18 to 25 year olds. And you need to work on you, and you need to work out. Work out meaning work out your insecurities. And I think you'll realize that your stress, anxiety, and depression will get better if you work on you. I believe that. I want you to believe that. I want you to start believing that it is possible that you can start to open up and live a very productive life and have great friends and family members accept you for who you are, even if you have anxiety, stress, or depression, or any other mental health issue. You've got to do that if you really want to live a good life. If you want to be free from the burden that these mental health issues have on you, you need to face it. You need to work on it every single day. Every day. Just like you get up and you have certain routines that you do, this needs to be a routine that you have in your life. Listen to podcasts, watch videos, anything that you do, read books to help encourage you to work on your confidence and work on yourself as a person and your mental health. Your mental health is so important. You got to realize that. Don't put it off. Don't try to pretend. Don't assume that other people are going to think you're crazy, because they will relate to you. I mean, think about it. 1 in 4 young adults. I mean, how many people that you know are between the ages of 18 and 25? A lot, I'm sure. And just think about that many young adults that you know, and they are experiencing the same things. So don't be afraid. Don't give in to that fear of what people will think of you. Address it and address it head on. Right? Well, I want to thank all of you who were on my live stream, YouTube Live. I appreciate you very, very much. If you are listening to this, I want you to go and subscribe to my YouTube channel at John P. Cordray. I am a board certified counselor, and I use podcasts, social media, YouTube to help encourage other people with their mental health. I appreciate you. And until next time, I'm going to let you guys go. Take care. Bye-bye.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.